Blog Talk Radio.
Show the sideways, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Let's move it side to side, make it in the air. Show the sideways, make it in the air. Make it in the air.
The computer once I figured out what the hell was going on.
So. Oh my God! I swear to bejesus, I have more blonde moments than a blonde.
Too funny.
So, I haven't talked to you in a while, darling. How was your Vegas trip? Well, you live in Vegas, but I mean, how was the convention?
It was fun. Lots of people came out. I mean, a lot. Yeah. I think I signed more autographs this year than I did in the past.
That's what Bo said. He told me that out of everybody there, you and Melissa Dawson signed,
yeah,
and Gina, like the three of you guys were signing the most out of anybody at the booth. And I
yep.
was like,
we
that
were
is
just
awesome.
Constantly signing, getting our pictures taken. I think one guy took over 100 pictures of me. He's been emailing
Holy
them
shit.
All over to me. Yeah,
well,
no lie. I'm not even exaggerating.
They're so, like, ginormous. You know, you're the butterfly. You're the butterfly queen. So how can they? Yeah, she's my butterfly queen. Oh, my gosh. So did you do any fun after parties at all, or did you just stick around the booth and
you
be
know,
a good girl?
I stuck around the booth and was a good girl. Some other people got
a
little bit
been
too.
There, you would have been a good girl.
That's probably true. it was such a long day the first day.
Yeah.
That we knew if we went out and got too wasted that it would just be too hard to come back and be alert to sign autographs and whatnot.
Right.
to be pleasant.
Oh, you don't have to be. I want to hear all the juicy details.
I know you do.
But I'll save that for a private conversation. Speaking of, so we have Bo Blake and Gina Gold. They're going to be our guests on the 19th.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to have them on February 19th, and next Thursday we've got Amber Lilly.
Oh, I love her.
Well, isn't she the cutest little thing ever? Like,
yes,
she is so tiny.
Yes.
I remember
her from last year when she came to the booth last year.
Yeah, she's
tiny
just
little thing.
Oh my gosh, I swear she's only like maybe 5 feet tall, if that.
Yeah.
She's tiny. She's as cute as heck.
She's fun size.
Is he right? She's spinner fun size. Oh my gosh. And then after the 19th, let me see my calendar. On the 26th, we have the bubbly personality Miss Chrissy Max, who is also a model on StreamAge. She'll be on with her voluptuous.
Nice.
Yeah,
she's got some big
girl.
Ones, too.
Yes, she does. And then Mark, she does. We were chatting back and forth, and I kind of stalked her pictures. I was like, God damn, I didn't realize her boobs were that big.
Yeah, them are
like,
some big puppies.
I need to go into the doctor. I need an injection. So I can keep up with you, girl. And then I've got Daisy Destin coming up, and then our very own Melissa Dawson will be on March 12th. So that's going to be yummy fun. And that'll be so much fun because you guys were like two peas in a pod at the booth, so it'll be fun to have all of us talking and gossiping about yummy stuff. Heck yeah. So all of you out there listening, you can call in to 646-595-4038. And remember to press 1 if you actually want to be connected with us. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in Blog Talk Radio cyberspace on Dollhouse Radio. So make sure you press 1, 646-595-4038 to talk to me and the beautiful butterfly queen. So any fun stuff going on with your studio? You got any extra goodies coming up with your models? Any fun shows?
Not yet. I haven't picked a date. We're working on some photo shoots this month, so I'm hoping next month we can have some party or something. But yeah, we got 5 new girls starting this week, so they'll all be live between Saturday and Monday night.
Yum! I'm gonna have to check your Twitter because I will totally help tweet out some of those new chicas. They need all the help they can get.
Yep.
Newbies, which is something, you know, because I kind of said to you, I wanted to touch on one thing when it comes to the webcamming. There are so many girls that complain that they're not making money. So
I've heard a lot of girls making that complaint lately.
Yeah, and so to you girls out there, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to bust your ass to make the money.
Yep.
You have to actually turn the webcam on and work.
Exactly.
You
got
to work for your money. It doesn't happen overnight, because I've had three girls in, and they're not even in the studio I work in. They're just girls that follow me on Twitter, and they're on StreamMate and a couple other sites. They're like, Sammy, I don't know what's going on. I'm not making any money. I sit in front of my, you know, camera for like an hour or two, and I've got two or three people. And I'm like, my first response is an hour or two. And they're like, well, you get on there for an hour or two, and you make really good money. I'm like, sweetheart, I've been doing this for 5 years, and I busted my ass the first year. Like, literally busted my ass. I was putting, you know, like 30, 40 hours a weekend. Because
yeah, you know what? I think some girls are just, they, like, we all want to work smarter and not harder, but they forget that you have to put in the effort if you want it back. You know, what you put into it is what you're going to get back.
Exactly. Exactly. Girls, did you hear that? You got to work. And guys, guys too, because I have gay guys that are on a couple websites, and they're like, why am I not making money? Well, for one, you know, your dudes, the guys come
right
on there to spend money to see, you know, tits and vagina and sex, voluptuous days. Oops, did I say vagina? Oh, yeah, I can say that on here. Vagina.
Vagina.
Vagina. I like that better than the C word. I don't believe in the C word. That's an icky word.
That's an icky word.
And wait, okay, you know, I have to ask you something. Okay, have you noticed with European customers, like guys, they love that C word?
Yes, like, they do.
I'm like,
yes,
okay, I'm going to go along with it because you're paying me per minute. I'm going to go along with your C word. But let me tell you, if we were in real time, in the real world, we would not be saying the C word.
Nope. Yeah, you know what? I noticed that more of the guys that the foreign clientele that's on during the day, they do tend to want to use that word a lot. And I regulate my guys. I let them know, like, you can tip me some gold and I'll let you say it so many times. And then once you've hit your max and you keep saying it,
right,
you're out of there. Because I don't want to get in a pissy mood. I don't care if you are paying me.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. And, oh, okay. So I got to do a little touching here. Touching. Ooh, we're talking about webcamming and touching. Yummy. Now, I want to touch a little bit on haters. Because we all of us cam models, whether you're male, female, couples, we all get haters. That's another thing I have girls ask me about. Why do I have haters in my chat room? Well, for one, usually it's jealousy. That's bottom line. That's what it comes down to. It's all jealousy. If they ain't making money or they don't have people in their chat room, then they get jealous and they say things. And to all you girls out there that take this to heart, and guys, let it go in, you know, your computer and come right back out. Don't take heart to any of that shit.
Nope.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think, one person in your chat room being a dick or whatever, or being the C word, versus
right?
How many guys are actually
very
being nice to you.
Perfect example of the C word. See you next Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, and another one that I get a lot of, like, girls, they're like, oh, my gosh, I had this guy spend so much money in my chat room, and he says he's going to take me on a trip here, or he's going to take me shopping. And I'm like, are you stupid?
Womp, womp.
Like, don't fall for that.
Yeah. Don't, like, freaking fall for it.
Yes, don't fall for it, because you could end up dead. It has happened. Just saying.
Yeah.
Always be safe, girls. And guys, don't give out your personal info. And if you do want to have a chat line with people, to your VIP customers, smart, create a fake account. Like, you know, those Google phone lines, which I've done. in the past where I had my big time VIP customers, but they had to earn their trust with me. It's like I would let them actually, you know, sext me after they spent so much money, and it was a lot of fun. And then after a while, they get a lot of control, and I had to cancel them. I had to fire them after a while.
I
like, dude,
the
okay,
same
you're
thing.
You're so fired right now. You're on a Sammy timeout.
Yep, you're on a timeout.
The goddamn corner with your nose against the wall. And your balls. Nose and balls against the wall.
And your balls.
Balls and the wall. Oh, my Atlanta. Okay. I know. So fun, so fun. So you've got new girls in your studio. Are they all brand new and green around the gills, or have any of them
all the way brand new?
Oh,
shit. I got one of the girls that's coming over from another studio. Unfortunately, her studio didn't last, and so they went ahead and released her. Yeah, but the rest of them are all brand new.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. So you're going to be busy this week.
Yeah.
You
definitely
are going to have your hands full. That's awesome, though. That is so great because you've worked so hard at building your studio, and it's going really, really good.
Yep.
I know, and I can't wait to come to Vegas and actually see the studio and us have a little fun. I want to see my like queen.
I know Bo told me he wants to come in and check it out, too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. We could have, like, a fun weekend of webcamming.
Yeah,
ooh, that would
definitely
be great.
Mm-hmm.
Get a bunch of us together, and I would love to get Miss Allura. I'm gonna get that one these days. I'm gonna get that. she might be a little too much for me, but she'd be fun to play with. Definitely.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure of it.
That girl is crazy. Things I've only maybe tried to think about. I'm like, whoa, that just went weird.
That's silly.
Oh my gosh, cracking myself up over here. I will say I told Melissa the other day because she was on for my Sammy's Cocktail Hour on Mondays, and I told her I was actually sad because I was getting ready to log into work, and I saw that you guys were on, and you and Melissa were like standing in front of the camera. I got sad and depressed. I was
goodness. Yes, we missed you. We talked about you pretty much every day saying that we missed you. But me and her pretty much stayed on her cam pretty much the whole time. We had a lot of guys come in and take a, I was shocked that so many went private with us. Exclusive. But, we stayed on cam. We definitely missed you, too.
Oh, that's okay.
We could have used your help.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm definitely not missing next year at all.
You better not.
Heck,
I have
no.
to drive down and get you.
Right? Want to? I heard you have like a private plane or a helicopter. You can just fly me in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the Butterfly Airlines.
Madam Butterfly is going to pick up the Sammy.
Yep. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly Airlines. I like that. That's freaking cute. Oh my gosh, that'd be such a cute name, Butterfly Cam. That's cute.
Yes.
Yeah. I come up with. Oh my gosh! Once again, any of you that actually would like to call in and talk to us, that have nerve enough to join into this sexy talk, you can dial 646-595-4038 and make sure you press one to be connected. Otherwise, you are just listening to us. And there's I'm still new to running the boards on here, and so there's a way for me to open up a chat room, but I haven't quite figured it out. So, James, if you're listening, I will be calling you on that one because I don't know how the hell to do it. Sierra was trying to help me with it, and I got confused. It doesn't take much to confuse me, as we know, last Thursday when I screwed up, which I'm going to have Kaylee Starr back on again because last Thursday the poor girl was, like, sitting out there in cyberspace and she's texting me and she's like, but I'm not hearing anything. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I said, don't worry. I'll figure it out and I'll get you back on. She's a cute
Yeah,
little
I definitely
thing.
Would. She is. I know. I definitely would like to be able to talk with her.
Oh yeah, because she her little voice. It's like this tiny little mousy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's
she
a little.
Itty bitty
I feel like she's a little squeeze doll. She's so cute, and she's like way on the other side of the United States. But I told her I'm going to get over that way, Miss Kaylee. If you're listening, I will eventually get over that way. And
isn't she out there in Florida?
Yeah, she's down there in the other sunny side of the United States in the Florida.
Yeah,
area.
I want to go out there too. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few girls out that way that I'd like to. Maybe we need to plan
a
trip.
I was just going to say, because I told Melissa I want to come down there and do, you know, a couple cam shows and whatnot with her. And if we actually put a group of us together, that would be a blast. Go down
there.
Yeah,
like a fun
and, like,
cam weekend.
Mm-hmm. And we can totally invade Melissa's house. She said it's big
yeah.
enough. So, Melissa, if you're listening, I'm taking over your house when us girls come down, just so you know.
Yep.
And I'll even do the
we
cooking
are.
For everybody.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I'll do the cooking. Yes. And I'm doing grilled New York steaks for tonight. Hmm? If you were here, Miss Sage, I'd make you a yummy steak. Yeah, I need to get your ass down here to San Diego. You got to get your butt down to San Diego, sister.
You're right.
My queen.
I'm going to work on it.
Hey, you got your Butterfly Airlines. Hop on the
That's true.
Flight.
I know. I do fly VIP.
Wait a second. Are you like in the Mile High Club? Be honest.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, my Lanta. You know what? Boys and girls out there listening. Yes, I called you boys and girls. I mean sex monsters and sex monstresses. This woman is amazing. Like, if you have not seen her on webcam, I really ought to just beat all your asses right now, because she is amazing. Not only does she have the most voluptuous tatas, but she has the most beautiful butterfly wings I've ever seen. Literally. And I know you just flew right up to that Mile High Club.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. So, since you, what did you say? What do you mean? Oh, okay, James is listening.
Okay.
Since I open the chat room for you. Whoops. James, oh, shit. Whoops. If you're listening, I think you should just, like, yeah. Okay, I don't understand. Let me see. Open. Oh, my Lanta. James, you're going to make me screw something up here, aren't you? So gonna kick your ass, James. Okay, so now what do we do? I love computers, but when I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, it scares me because I know how to lock myself off. I'm good at that.
Have an accident.
Oh, my God, text me. I'm laughing my ass off. Oh my God, James, you are so in trouble. I'm so, if I can tomorrow, I'm calling into your show, James. By the way, James is the host of the Live Benchwarmers show on Fridays, and it airs from 11 to 1 Pacific Standard Time and 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time here on Dollhouse Radio, and he's going to be talking so much shit about the Seahawks loss.
Oh, I bet he
much
is.
Shit. Oh, I was so pissed. I had a nice party going on. We were having so much fun, and then all of a sudden, the play that never should have found its way did.
Right.
Right into the losing bracket. Damn Seahawks. And I'm not going to blame Pete Carroll, because it's like, you've got two coaches, and you've got your freaking Wilson, and Wilson just needs to put a firecracker up his ass, because he should have been smarter than that to realize that he was about to screw up. So, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'll leave the football talk to James tomorrow here on Dollhouse Radio. So everybody, remember, listen, tomorrow here on Dollhouse Radio, the Live Benchwarmers show will be on, taking calls about sports, more sports, and, of course, there will be naughtiness going in there somewhere, somehow. Oh, my gosh. So okay, you live in Vegas. The convention's in Vegas. I have to ask you, do you agree with me that the Hard Rock is just a little too small to have the AVN convention there?
It is very small. We, at one point, were very cramped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were very close, and luckily we were next to the awesome Archangels group, and they were totally
mm-hmm.
awesome with us. But yeah, we were just way close. I wish that we did have more space. Like, we were just really compact, you know?
Right. Melissa said that there was actually an open, or there was a bar right in front of you guys by the stage, and she said that there were so many people that were overly intoxicated that it was kind of, well, let's just say interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one drunk guy spilt on our table.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ruined some pictures.
What an idiot. Hopefully they learned
yeah.
from that and won't do that again. Because there's nothing
yep.
worse than having drunk fans or people who pretend to be fans, but they get drunk and they just, like, you know, come over and be like, oh, yeah, I see your titties. Oh, I'm such a fan of yours. When they've never even seen you before. or you get the girls at the booth that go right to the bar and get so damn drunk they can't even stand up. Which
yep.
I know does happen. I've witnessed
mm-hmm.
that. I have witnessed that. Yes, James, I see that, but they have not pressed one, darling. James is like texting me right now as we're doing this show.
Maybe he should call in.
Oh, he's already on here. He just hasn't pressed one himself either.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. So when are you going to be on cam again next?
Tomorrow.
When do
I'm
you...
getting caught up
oh, you
from
are?
The last
Yay.
Couple weeks. Yeah, I'll get on tomorrow.
Yeah. Yay.
If I have
what
time tonight before I head out of here, but I've been here since 10 o'clock this morning, so I'd like to go
oh,
home in
serious?
The next couple hours. Yeah.
Right. Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. So do you ever do any camming at your own house, or do you only do it strictly in your studio?
Only in the studio.
That's awesome. I was actually
yep.
talking to my better half, the Furby,
mm-hmm.
and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, I actually am thinking about us just renting, like, a small studio that I can work at, like, a little office space somewhere that has really good soundproof walls. So that way I
yeah,
can actually
you should.
Leave the house. So I can
mm-hmm.
leave the house and go to work, because living, which is another thing that's hard for a lot of people who try to get into the webcam industry, is they don't realize how hard it is to work out of your home. You have to know how to manage your time. And people know I am not good at time management. I'll say I'm going to be getting on cam, and then the next day I get on cam. They're like, what happened
yeah.
to you? How come you didn't
I do the same
like,
thing.
Right? It's like one of those, especially like yesterday I logged in and holy biscuits, dude, I was in exclusive after exclusive and it's my vagina was sore. I was like, I need to take a break, and I was going to try and get back on last night, and that was not happening.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So all of you out there listening, make sure you know how to time manage, and if you have little ones, you better make sure they have a sitter. There's
yeah,
nothing
definitely.
Worse than new girls, right? New girls getting
yep.
on webcam, and they've got a baby screaming in the background.
Baby in the back.
Baby in the back.
Yeah, baby in the background.
That's
a lot of girls, that's why
dog.
They come to me, is because, yeah, the dogs, like a lot of people tell me that they know their neighbors can hear them. Or their animals
yeah.
or whatever. So it's always easier to just be in the studio.
Right. Well, when I first started camming, when I lived in Seattle, and I remember they would be pounding on the wall. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Why are they pounding on my wall? And I got complaints. I had 3 complaints from that place. And then when I moved down here to California, I would work late nights. Like, I'd be up sometimes until 4 o'clock in the morning working, and the people upstairs would pound on the ceiling And I could hear them screaming at me, saying, "You need to keep quiet. We don't want to hear your sex." And I'm thinking, "God damn, I'm just fucking myself. There's nobody else in here except for me and my toys."
Oh, man, yeah. That's why being in the studio is awesome.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why it's, I mean, I'm, now it's like, I don't have anybody in the house, so I'm good to go. Nobody can pound on my wall because I'm not in an apartment.
Yeah, I mean, I have a nice big house, too, but mm-hmm. you just never know your neighbors. I mean, for all I know, my neighbor is someone who buys shows for me. I don't know.
Oh, my God,
so
right?
Just feel more comfortable right here in my studio with all the other girls fucking their same hole. Same noises coming out of every other room.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. Well, it's so funny because, like, my husband, he'll run through the house when he knows I'm going to be logging in, and he will shut all the windows.
All the windows.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, our house is not little. I'm like, they're not going to hear me. He's like, oh, no. I don't want them to hear, you know, what you've got going on in here. They might, like, find you on the internet. I'm like, babe, I said, almost half the world has seen my vagina and my asshole. I'm like, there's a problem with that now? What to tell you?
Yep.
But I do wonder that, you know, when you go out or you see your neighbors, and if they're looking at you, especially if you're all dolled up and they're staring at you, it's like, oh, crap. Did you just buy a show last night?
Mm-hmm. Or when you're in the grocery store and they're just kind of staring at you.
Yeah, it used to really bug me for a long time. I would just be shopping and I'd have somebody just stop and stare. And I had, like, there was one time this guy comes up to me and goes, oh, my God, you're so pretty. And I'm like, okay, thank you. But it's like you're out of your, like, element and you're in the grocery store in your own personal time. And when somebody comes up and says something, even though it's a compliment, it, like, really puts me in my own bubble. And I'm like, okay, you're about to pop my bubble. Go away. And then I think, wait, you bought a show for me.
Yeah.
Wait, are you the guy from last night that had the toy in his ass? Was that you? Oh,
bend over.
Goodness.
Let me see.
Yeah, let me see your butthole. I'm cracking myself up over here. Oh, my Lanta. Holy biscuits. Sorry if I'm missing your tweets or friends, if I'm missing your text messages, just bear with me for a second because I'm trying to multitask. I have my butterfly queen on the line with me right now, so you just got to let me focus on her because I've missed her. I missed your big boobies.
I missed you. No more missing the convention, man.
No. Mm-mm. I was going to try and do AdultCon in February, which somebody had brought to my attention. They sent me a message on StreamMate, and they're like, oh, my gosh, are you coming to AdultCon? And I'm like, I don't even know what that is because I've only done AdultCon one time. And he's like, oh, it's, I think, the last weekend of February. I'm like, well, that's short notice. Like,
yeah,
it takes a lot of planning to go do something like that.
Definitely.
Have you done that one? Or is the...
No.
You haven't? It's actually fun. Mm-mm. And you can get away with a lot more, like at the Exoticas. You can get away with so much more with your outfits than you can at the convention in Vegas, which is insane. I don't know why, but you can actually...
Yeah, I don't understand. If you have to be a certain age to come to the convention, why is it so... Like, we can show our booties, but we can't show our titties. Like, I don't get it.
Right, there's girls walking around in the convention with freaking G-strings and some of their asses are, you know, very voluptuous, and you can't even tell they got panties on, for one, when you're looking from the behind. And they walk up and tell you if you don't put pasties on or put on some fishnet, then you're going to have to, you know, be excused from the building. I don't get it. I've never got that one at all. But when you go to Exotica, like my girlfriend Sam, she does, like, the glitter on my boobies, and I can walk around without pasties and just have pretty glitter all over my tits. And it's
nice.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's freaking awesome. She does that eye candy glitter, And Exotica is so much more relaxed than the AVN convention completely.
That's so weird being that we're in Vegas.
Right. You would think, I mean, that is like the land of tits and ass everywhere. Like, what the hell? I mean, you've got girls going wild every night of the week in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
The one weekend that you think they would let everything cut loose.
Yeah, especially because
think.
Everyone in there is of age to see tits and ass.
Exactly. But you know what? There's probably some liberals running around saying, oh, no. We're not going to
you
like
know who was
show.
There? You know who did come? They came up to me, which I just busted up laughing when the lady gave me the T-shirt, but she gave me a shirt, and it said, Jesus loves porn stars.
Oh, my gosh, yes. They are so funny. The church, actually, that church is here in San Diego.
Is it?
It is, yes. And, oh, my gosh, Ron Jeremy's been up there and spoke before. Yeah, it's like one of the biggest, most fun church that I've heard of. I haven't been to that one yet. But I definitely want to go check it out. I heard it just gets packed out in there.
I bet. I bet it does.
Yeah, I could only imagine. Because I had one of the pastors lived in the place I had moved into when I first moved here to San Diego. And I didn't know anybody down here. And him and his wife were soon to be wife. They were sitting out at the pool. And nice, handsome man, gorgeous, you know, soon to be wife. And they're like, oh my gosh, are you new here? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, what do you do? And I said, oh, I'm a webcam model, because that's before I started shooting. And they're like, oh, that's awesome. And then they hand me a card. They're like, would you like to come to church with us? And I was like, what? I was like, huh, interesting. I'm like, what is it, the swingers church or something? I'm like, usually, and you're a pastor? I'm like, usually pastors don't. That's not what they say. Oh, would you like to come to church with us? After I told you I'm a freaking cam model, I fuck myself for a living.
Maybe that was his way of saving you.
Right? Save my soul. Save it. And then I looked it up online, and I was like, oh, this looks really interesting. And then I did my first convention up in L.A. It was the L.A. Exotica convention, and the porn star church, or whatever they call it, or Jesus loves porn stars or whatever, they were like two booths over from where I was, and I had so much fun with these girls. They were freaking hilarious, and they said, yeah, we've got strippers, porn stars, assuming cam models, that come into church and they just love it. And I'm like, oh, so like, we don't judge anybody. I'm like, of course not. Jesus loves porn stars.
Yep.
I mean, that's funny. And they give you the cute little gift bags. Did they come over to the booth and give you the gift bags with the cute little pink Bible in it?
Yep, I got my Bible. I sure did.
I think I have three now. I have two pink ones and a purple one.
Well, how funny.
It's pretty funny. So I am totally blessed now. I think I'm safe. I don't think I'm gonna burn yet. I might burn when I walk through the door, but
too funny.
Be like, whoa, they let her in here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. So we're gonna have to get some of your girls on this show.
Definitely. I'll have to work on that. Once I see everyone that's going to be calling in these next couple weeks, I'll have to get a little list prepared.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. For sure. That would be fun. Because, I mean, there's nothing more fun than having, like, girls that you know what I mean? Girls you know, and then for us to, like, really get their name out there and help promote them. I love that. Love it. That's why I'm trying to find more new cam models. I mean, I love having established cam models and porn stars come on here that are cam models. But I love to have new people on that are really trying to build their business, so that way we can, you know, really get their name out there and people go and check out their their cam show and whatnot. Because there's nothing harder than being a new cam model, especially now that on StreamMate has the gold shows going. These poor girls are starving. They are starving right now. They really are. And it's so hard to get them to listen and just work through. It's like, just give it the first 6 months. You have to give it at least 6 months. Put your time in that first 6 months, and you will see that it is a lucrative business, but you have to stick with it. If you don't stick with it, it's like buying a pair of shoes. You bring them home, they're ugly, you might as well just throw them out.
Yep, you got to work at it.
You have to. And you know, I mean, shit, you busted your ass.
Yep.
You've done that. And now look at you. It's like you went from just being a cam model and streammate to now, you know, you're Madam Sage.
That's right. Madam Sage. I think it.
Madam Sage with Butterfly Airlines. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm about to lose an eyelash. Wait. I'm over here cracking myself up. I hope this glue is waterproof. Oh, Atlanta, I swear to bejesus, I should just have a camera at all times sitting right in front of me. Wait, no.
I think you should.
You know, if I do this show on here because I'm, you know, we're doing streaming through the Blog Talk, I think I might have to have, I'm not sure. I'm sure James will text me here in a second and say that he can explain this to me. But I know that I think it's Heaven that's on Dollhouse Radio, but they do streaming live for their show. I just got to figure out how they do it so people can actually see me, but I would have to make sure my makeup's done, my hair's in, you know,
right,
putting on all that shit, eyelashes are on, got to make it look purdy.
I understand.
Oh, okay. Here's a question. Have you been getting bombarded with more foot fetish?
I have gotten my foot fetish lately. A lot of guys wanting heels all the time.
They are. I've got more foot fetish men now than I ever have. Literally. And it's interesting. Like, I mean, I've always had foot fetish fans, but I didn't realize how many I had. Like, and don't get me wrong, I love it because I can just, you know, slide a dildo between my feet and the men just freaking go nuts over it. And then I've got the haters that are like, ew, I don't want you to, I don't want my cock between your feet. And they love, you know, I've got some that just hate it. Like I had last year at the convention, I fell in love with one of my fans that come up to the booth and he's like, oh, you were with me. We went upstairs, remember? And we had our yummy foot massage.
Yes.
And we were
sat
there for like 30 minutes up in the fetish area and he was like rubbing our feet. Oh my God. That was the best feeling ever. Especially after we've been on our feet all day.
Yeah.
The bestest. Holy biscuits. How did you hold up through all those hours with the extra day added in? Because you guys started
on
Wednesday this year.
Yeah. Gosh, and we were there from like noon to 10 at night that first day.
Insane.
Yeah. Well, by the last, I think it helped not going out at night so much.
Mm-hmm.
But that last day, I wore flat, like, little combat boots and went back and forth between heels and my boots, yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, I remember last year my feet were, like, but my dumb ass was stupid enough to go out afterwards and still wear my heels. Yeah, that was a big mistake. So next year, now that there's an extra day added, I definitely will not. I'll have a little party up in the room. Like, you know how you and I would have a couple drinks afterwards. I'm good with that. But when it comes to those after parties, I think, too, I'm just getting too old for it. Like,
yeah,
I want to be sexy and pretty during the day and take the pictures and, you know, and then it's like at night, nah, let's let the young chicas go out and do their thing. Because you know what they look like
when
they come
to
the booth the next day.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. I was just like, I'm just going to go ahead and not do anything else.
Well, you can tell. All the girls that went out and partied the night before, they never show up before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That is just something that just... And 9 times out of 10, I would say most porn star cam models usually don't show up on time unless you are a little more mature, you know, over your 20s. Then you show up on time. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Oh, my gosh. Most of the time. Holy biscuits. This has been fun. So we only have 15 minutes left. So any of you yummy sex monsters out there listening to me and my lovely co-host, Sage Montana, call in to 646-595-4038 and press 1 if you would like to talk to us. If you don't press 1, you don't get to talk to us. You just sit there in the naughty, naughty cyberspace just listening. So pressing number 1, very important. Very, very important, darlings. And next week, okay, next Thursday, we've got the sexy, yummy Amber Lily. She will be our fun little guest that's coming on. Oh, we do have a caller. Press 1. Okay, hold on. Here we go. 904, you are on the air. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes.
Can you hear me, darling?
Yes, I can.
9042, area code 904. Are you there?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I feel like I'm doing a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
I can't hear you at all.
Hello, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah. Hey, how are y'all?
Fabulous.
Oh,
how are you?
Still sound,
I'm good. Where's Indy?
Still sound a little out there.
Where's Indy?
What was that? I can hear. Can you hear him? Because I can't hear him.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, it's like he's patching in and out.
Yeah.
I can hear y'all.
You're like, well, okay. Oh, there you go. Your voice sounds better. Put your mouth to the mic, darling.
Okay, now.
A little bit.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. That's getting a little better. That's getting a little better.
It's getting a little better.
So who are you and where are you calling from, love?
Brian, I am
Brian and, okay, not sure where you're from, but hello, thank you for calling. Your microphone is horrible, baby doll.
Can you hear me now? I'm saying I'm Brian in Jacksonville, Florida. I thought this was India's show.
No, this is not, no, this is the webcamming with Sammy and Sage. No, her show is this name.
Her show is what?
Her show is this evening. I believe I'd have to open up my calendar. I don't want to quote the wrong time, but her show is on later tonight. I believe it's 11 p.m. Eastern. I'm not quite sure. Yeah, she's on later tonight, love.
Okay, so
talking
hey,
about all her yummy.
I think I've seen a couple of your videos.
I am doing fan-fucking-tabulous. Yep. Amazingly fabulous. Now that I have my girl Sage here with me, she left me for a little
bit. That's great. Have you ever, would you tell us some of the other,
Do I? I can barely hear you, babe.
Okay, can you tell us about some of the stars you've met?
Some of the stars that I've met? Oh my gosh. Let's see. Who have I not met? I mean, I've met so many fabulous stars, it's insane. I have yet to meet Miss Fabulous Indea in person. We've only been on the radio together for months now, so I can't wait to actually meet her in person and give her big smoochies. Miss Indea, I want to give you smoochies. Maybe cause some goosies.
Who are you closest with?
What was that?
Who do you like to work with the most?
Who do I like to work with? I would say every person that I've shot with, I've had the most amazing time. Every scene that I've shot, I've never had a bad scene. And I've never done multiple scenes with different people. So everybody I've shot with is. I have not, no.
That's my favorite.
I have not. Oh, nice. I would love to do a scene with Shay Fox. She is yummy.
Yes, she is.
Oh, boy. I'm telling
you.
Oh, thank you. my gosh. That is too funny. Okay. So, Brian, honey, you're going to have to call back in because we're almost off the air because your phone, we're having a horrible connection, baby doll. Okay, I can barely hear him, but thank you for calling in, Brian.
Huh. I'm glad you knew his name because I couldn't hear it.
I did hear that part. Oh, my gosh, James, you are funny. I'm not even going to say what you... Oh, my Lanta. Oh, you crack me up. Crack me the flip up. So, all right, boys and gargoyles, sex monsters and sex monstresses, we are almost at the end of our show. And for those of you that do want to call back in and have some yummy, fun talk with us, of course, next Thursday, Sage and I will be back with our yummy, fun guest, Amber Lilly, who is a webcam model on StreamMate. And if you haven't seen her, you will just love her, especially if you're a Star Trekkie. She's so into her frickin' Star Trek. And different little things. She is so stinking cute. Like, didn't she dress up like Princess Leia one time on camp? I think
she
did a long
time
ago.
She always, like, on Fridays, like, that's, she always dresses up like something fun.
Yeah. She is so stinking hilarious. I remember the first time I saw her webcam, she had a little drinky poo going on, which Lord knows I do all the time. and I was on the floor laughing at her. The things she was saying to people had me cracking the heck up. Like, she is just, she's cute as a bug's ear. Like, she's just bubbly, fun, cute, sexy. Like, she's just cute. You just got to go see her. She's on StreamMate. Her name's Amber Lilly, and she will be our guest next Thursday evening right here live on Dollhouse Radio. And my sexy Miss Beautiful Sage Montana with the butterfly airline. I'm still going to have to tweet that. I'm going to say, so how's the butterfly airlines coming? Are you going to get me anytime soon, darling? I heard that wonderful airlines of yours is absolutely amazing. What's that say?
Yes, darling.
Oh. Okay, so Miss Andea's show, I just want to tell you guys, it's tonight, midnight Eastern. 12 a.m. Eastern is Miss Andea's Vamp City tonight. Thank you for telling me that. I knew it was right there because it's like I always screw up the two because you got Hot Sugars 11 p.m. on Saturdays, and then tonight at midnight is Andea's show with Vamp City. So sorry about that, Miss Andea. I don't have the calendar open in front of me. Like, James, you should be texting me this right now. You're listening to me. Oh, my Lanta. All right, sweet cheeks. Why don't you give me your shout-outs to, you know, the name of your studio where girls can go and sign up, and your Twitter and your webcam link, all that yumminess.
All right. You guys can find me on Twitter at Sage Montana in the number one, on Instagram at Sage in Vegas, on StreamMate at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And I want to give a special shout out to our Sin City Studio Model of the Month, Miss Araya Rose. Go check her out.
Yay! Oh my gosh.
Yay.
Okay, we have to get her. We have to get her on then.
Yes.
We definitely need to. I will I'll email you what dates I have open for
okay.
You know what? And we'll just squeeze her in. Figure it out.
And okay.
Have her
that's
in
awesome.
To give her yeah, just give her some yummy shout outs because if she's your cam model of the month, what was her name?
Araya Rose.
Araya?
Araya. A-R-I-A-H Rose.
All right, Miss
Araya. And I'll, you know what I'll do is I'll tweet it.
Yeah, do that. So that way I have her Twitter and then I can tweet it out too for yummy little cam model of the month for Sin City Studios. I love that, Sin City Studios. That's so sexy. Like, if I had a studio, I think if I had a studio, I'd call it, like, Mile High Studios. Or maybe I just go out on a limb and call it Butterfly Airlines Studio.
There you go.
Fly you anywhere you want to go. Oh, up, down, in, out, sideways, whatever way you want to go.
Oh, yeah. Whichever way you can handle it.
Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. And we'd make Miss Allura the naughtiest, one of the naughtiest cam models. We'll make her one of the best, you know, flight attendants on Butterfly Airlines. I love that girl. She's so fun. So to all of you out there listening, I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in, and I'm glad I didn't screw up the opening of the show this time since I realized that my headphones, the new ones, actually work, which the other ones were brand new, and I had to send the damn things back. I love Amazon. Thank God I have Amazon Prime. It's a two-day delivery system. But everybody, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrook69, and then on Instagram at Sammy_Brook69, and then on Facebook, of course, SammyBrook69, a whole lot of 69 going on. And then if you guys have any yummy show ideas, or you have people that you would love for us to have on, because me and Miss Sage, we do know a lot of yummy, sexy girls. So if you have somebody that you're just dying to have on the show, we will completely try. So you'll just have to send me the info at Brooks Recipies. Yes, that's recipies at gmail.com. So and everybody's like, why isn't it recipes? I'm like, well, recipes was gone, so I had to go with recipies. So send me... I go with the goddamn recipes. Send me your info on there, and whatever models you would love to... Uh-oh, there goes my dog. Shit, damn donkey ball, stupid dog. Sorry about that, guys. I'm babysitting my daughter's poodle, and this thing is about to have a muscle, or I'm going to put her in the trash tomorrow. Oh, my God. Okay, on that note, I think we're going to cut the show short because this little witch, Pepper, get up there and lay down right now. Okay, she's quiet. You little turkey butt, I'm going to put you in the garbage. Yeesh. If I didn't love my daughter, I'd probably adopt her out somewhere. I'm kidding. Not really. I'm an animal lover. Everybody knows that. But that piercing bark is insanely crazy, especially when it's quiet in here. So, thank God I lock her out when I'm working on cam, which I will be on cam here in a little while. You guys can find me at sammy_brooks.cammodels.com. And tomorrow I'm actually doing a featured show at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. You don't even have to pay to see the show. It is a yummy, fun, all-out wetness fest on camcity.com. So that's tomorrow night, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Gee, when I have a featured show, I actually remember the time zone. Holy biscuits. So on that note, everybody, me and the sexy Sage are out, and we will see you or have you guys on next Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and then I will be back on for the Sammy Cocktail Hour right here on Dollhouse Radio Monday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. God damn it. On that note, we're out. Love you guys. Sage, I miss you. I love you, and I'll call you this weekend so we can talk about girls and all that yummy stuff.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
Okay. All right, thanks, honey. I will talk to you soon. I'm totally waving at the computer to say goodbye to you. I'm such a fucking
idiot. That's so special.
Okay, love you. Love you, butterfly.
All right, love you, mama.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have a fabulous week and upcoming weekend, and I will totally play with your donkey balls later. And James, thank you. Love you, babe.
Bye.